boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I am shook to my core after today's Bachelorette announcement.
She was DMing me on TikTok late last night, like, girl, get on. You gotta see this.
Well, because it was weird how it all came about. It started with Alex Cooper and Call Her Daddy posting weird, like a cryptic cake with the number 30 on it and cut into it. And it was pink and people are like, what does this mean? Is it a baby announcement? It looked like a baby announcement, but it wasn't. And then, of course, the TikTok sleuths start putting things together. They're like, oh, we're supposed to be going into season 30 of the Bachelor series. However, this would have been the time for a bachelor, a man, to be the lead of the show. Maybe they're hinting towards switching it up and going into a bachelorette season. Well, they were right. And they didn't pick somebody that's been on a previous season of The Bachelor
or Bachelorette. Which they've never done. I didn't know they've never done that before.
No, it's always like the favorite that people wanted to win or caused a lot of drama or whatever. But they completely went outside of the series and switched over to Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Not mad about that because obviously I love that show too. They cast Taylor Frankie Paul as this upcoming Bachelorette.
I mean,
I am also in because these were the Easter eggs I was seeing last night. I was sending it to Destiny like a cuckoo crazy head at 11 p.m. And I'm like, this is the case, this will get me back into The Bachelor. I haven't been into it the last couple
seasons.
I've
never been into it other than maybe one season with you and I quit halfway.
The last season I really was into was Joey because he looks like my boyfriend. So I liked that season. Since then, I feel like it's fallen off. I think this will be a hot mess, and I'm here for it.
I'm so here for this. I also feel like she's very real.
Yes.
Not afraid to say what's on her mind. Yes. Based on what we could see in Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I never can remember the name of it. So I'm really excited about that. I told my boyfriend last night, Mr. Aberman, and I was like, hey, if she is the new Bachelorette,
lock in.
Get ready. You're about to get a whole lot more gaming time because I'm going to be hooked to the TV. Mm-hmm. Then we started, you know what we did? We're like, well, we have to get the gaming room because he really wants me to hang out with him in the gaming room. He's like, we have to get the gaming room set up. He's like, we got to get you a nice chair.
With the Bachelorette corner?
Yes.
Roses?
Yes.
Okay. The vision.
Wine. Oh. We need plenty of wine.
The vision is coming together.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Reality TV is so back, baby.
It's saved.
I mean, I love me some crappy reality TV, but something is in the air between Bachelorette, which we talked about earlier that we're already excited about, and you've probably heard us mention that we're really, really excited about Dancing with the Stars this season. What is it, next week?
Yeah, it's the 16th.
Oh, my God.
Not like I'm counting or anything, because I am.
I have been having some of the contestants pop up on my For You page, getting a little sneak peek. There's some partnerships that I'm, like, into.
I was telling my boyfriend, Aberman, I'm like, TikTok is now Dancing with the Stars TikTok. That's all my For You page is, every other video.
Everybody's kind of settling into the cast, I feel, because that got officially announced last week, which was big news. But Julianne Hough actually started a little bit of a stir because she was on a podcast. Julianne, by the way, is one of the hosts, Derek Hough's sister.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I knew that I was going to make that connection. She was on a podcast after the cast was announced, and she made a comment that there was supposed to be a contestant who was like really close to being on the show that was going to be really polarizing and pretty controversial. She did not say who. So people have been kind of speculating, well, who do we think it is? Because obviously the Fifth Harmony girl, Lauren Reggie,
yeah,
she was not at the announcement because it is quite clear that she was pulled on pretty last minute, which is not unclear or unnormal. Now we pretty much have confirmation who the controversial contestant was supposed to be. Do you have any guesses?
I did see one comment, but I didn't know who she was. It was a TikToker. Controversial. Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God. Actually, he could use that right now. He really could. No, you're not even close. You're not even close. So Disney Plus is actually the one who accidentally put this out because
The kid from Raven, that's a Raven.
No.
Isn't there one that's also not very good? Probably. Somebody keeps going to jail. I can't remember which character who knows. It is.
No, Disney Plus already has it on like their streaming service, and they have the episode overview up where you can get like a little blurb about the contestants and the cast and all the things. And it clearly states in the list of everybody else, like Alex Earle and Robert Irwin, it says Jordan Hudson.
Who?
She's not on the cast. Jordan Hudson is Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend.
I don't know who any one of these people
are. Dude, Bill Belichick is the older gentleman who is a football coach, legendary, and in this last year has caused a stir because he has quite a young girlfriend. He's like older, and she is 24. She also is the one that was like yelling at him in an interview off camera. Like she was not part of the interview.
Okay. Why didn't you start with that? I knew what you were talking about when you said that.
Yeah. She was like, we're not talking about that.
Uh-huh. Okay. That now one. I know what we're talking about.
So she is listed on the cast thing or was at some point. I'm sure Disney Plus has gone in and edited that out because she's not on the show. And bonus, she was at Bill Belichick's. He's a college football coach now at UNC. She was seen on the sideline with like her clear bag on. And it's see-through, and she has, like, what looks like a contract in it, which I don't know if it was on purpose or not. It's highlighted and stuff, so now people are zooming in and saying things about the series and being affiliated with Disney and stuff, so people think that she had a ripped-up contract in her bag at the game over
that's
the weekend.
That's funny.
So that's what could have been. I'm going to go ahead and say this was a good choice.
Yeah, because I would have been like, who?
Well, like, exactly what you just did.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
So I think not one, but two coworkers are, well, I gotta lie to you. I think they're out for my death.
What'd you do? I don't know whose side I'm on yet.
She's like, I don't know if I'm handing them a knife yet or not.
I don't know who I'm helping.
Okay. Here's what happened. I had a dream last night, and I want to run it through you. So it started with, do you remember when we were a podcast before we were Those Girls in the Afternoon?
Yes.
Around Halloween time, we had this girl come on. I'm blanking on her name. I do apologize. And she did a tarot card reading for us. You remember her?
Yes.
And she like read our futures and stuff. That girl was in my dream. Why? I don't know, but she was. And she was like, hey, and it was so weird because she's like, hey, I'm coming to you from the future. And I need to tell you, there are two coworkers that are going to do you so dirty and you need to watch your back. And she told me their names. And then I was like, well, what are they going to do? And then she said, she hinted towards death. And then she went away. It was like, she was like my, I don't know, ghostly mother of some sort. It was the weirdest thing. So then I'm like, okay, is that, like, I kind of believe in, you know, I believe in spirits, right? Mm-hmm. So was that something telling me, mm-hmm. one, death is on the way? Maybe not a coworker, right? But maybe death is on the way. Number two, what are these two coworkers doing that I don't know? And she was giving me a warning to be prepared that they're going to try to throw me under. Or is this all just like, I'm just... I ate some spicy chips before dinner, which I did.
And that gives you nightmares?
It tends to, actually.
It's really odd.
Spicy food, I should say.
Don't really know.
I need you to know. I'm like, I can't get over it. And I can't look at these coworkers the same either.
Well, maybe you need to reach out to the tarot person.
Really?
Okay. I don't know. I'm like kind of down for that and be like, hey, you came to me in a dream. What are you doing?
Oh, wait, I'm kind of down. Like, what if we contact her, ask her what she thinks of it?
Yeah, what does it mean? I'm like, does it really mean death?
And then maybe she could do another reading.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe death really is on the card.
Maybe not. I mean, can you at least just get injured so that you get, like,
a
pay or something?
You're lying if you say you don't like a little bit of hot gossip in your life. I mean, come on.
Everybody does it.
Even if you don't know the person, it's fun to hear about it. Because here's the deal. I was at my boyfriend Neighbor Man's work yesterday. and his coworker comes over. She's like, oh, guess what, guess what, guess what? Somebody had just told her that their friend missed their court date.
Whoa.
And they're in big trouble. And I was like, who missed the court date? I need to know. She's like, well, I didn't get the name. I'm like, okay. I'm going to need you to... First rule of gossiping, you get names. Duh. I know I don't know this person. I know I don't know who, you know, missed court or whatever, but I want the tea. Because, of course, I'm going to tell Taylor. She's going to be like, I don't know who this person is. But, like, everybody knows you get names. You get as much details as you can when you gossip. That's the whole point. What?
No. I will say I get where you're coming from. But this is also a you thing.
What?
I want to go back to something I said yesterday, which is Destiny has 5 million follow-up questions always.
I do.
So unless you have the full tea, the full hot gossip, the full story, don't take it to her.
True.
Because then the interrogation is flipped onto you.
Yeah.
Why don't you know who's missed their court date?
What's their name? When was the court date?
What was the case for?
Uh-huh. Where? What county was it in?
If you don't have the whole answers, don't bother.
I still have more questions, but we have to move on.
Like I said, don't even bother.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Stranger danger.
Oh, geez.
I actually don't know. But there is a mysterious vehicle that's parked across the street.
I was asking you about that.
I know you were, and I still don't have an answer.
It's a nice car. I just don't know whose it is.
It is a nice car.
It's the FBI.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's talk about this.
What'd you do?
It's the FBI. No, not me.
You might as well confess.
Well, you know how, like, sometimes, like, in TV shows, they always have, like, somebody who's, like, does a stakeout, and they, like, take photos, and they're like, yeah, we saw this person at this restaurant, this place at this person. Like, do you think someone's sitting in the back of it?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, taking photos of, like, when a certain one of our coworkers has been arriving? Who do you think's on the watch list? Like, maybe
you.
What?
I think.
The most wanted? I didn't do anything.
I bet they have an ultra zoom lens.
Okay. That is, they're watching me pick my nose then?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, good. I bet you got a good shot of that one.
Why did you just, like, admit that so easily?
Well, because what do you think I do in between us talking and the song is playing? I'm picking my nose.
That's why I sit on the other side of the table.
Yeah. Don't come over here. There's a booger pile.
Gross.
It's hidden underneath the table, and yet no one has still figured it out yet.
I'm actually calling the FBI and the police.
Crazy. Those girls in the afternoon, we are 2.5 years old.
Yeah, almost.
But actually, we're older than just that. I got a little Facebook memory.
Scary, always.
I know, right? And we're 4 years old. Because if you don't know, before we were those girls in the afternoon, before even, let's just get to the very beginning. We were just a video series.
Yes.
And we just made videos and that was it. I think it was called Girl Chat.
It was Girl Chat.
And that was it.
Were we both just hanging out on weekends at that point?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then we started Girl Can We Chat Quick. And that was 4 years ago that we started that podcast, like this week.
Yeah, we did like weekly episodes. And sometimes it was just the two of us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we brought in people to interview.
Yep.
Some really cool people, actually, if you go back and look. And, I mean, if you're really curious, those episodes are not dead and gone. They still do exist.
The thing is, you can't find Girl Can We Chat Quick.
No.
What we did was just renamed that podcast to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. So if you scroll down, you keep scrolling.
You keep scrolling.
And keep scrolling. You'll find our very first podcast, which is what we were originally called, Girl Can We Chat Quick.
Uh-huh. And, you know, that podcast, you can listen, okay? It was for fun.
Be nice to us
it
now.
It was fun.
We
and
weren't
then
that good.
Somebody somewhere, for some reason, was like, let's put them on the radio.
I know. Can you imagine that 4 years ago? We were like, yeah, let's do a podcast. Never in 4 years like ago did I think, yeah, we're going to be doing an afternoon show together.
Yeah, we had no idea. So again, keep that in mind when you go back and listen. I want to say something that's probably going to make me sound insane.
Mm-hmm. Go on. We're ready.
Okay. I am jealous of my boyfriend's brother for jury duty. Don't look at me like that. I have been saying.
No, I'm looking at you like that. We're all looking at you like that.
I have
We're all
been
thinking
saying
it.
For years that I feel like I want to experience jury duty at some point. It's your
civic duty
or whatever. And you know what? I did get.
Like, it makes her so mad when people get.
I know.
Picked.
There was somebody here that got it recently. I was like, God, why not me?
I forget who got it. I got it when I was in college.
I did too, so I wasn't able to do it.
You weren't?
No.
Oh, well, I didn't tell him that. I didn't know. I never went.
You never like did
no,
the calling
thing? No,
here's
what the thing. In Benton County, where I'm from and where I was like as a resident still in college, they would tell you you're in jury duty, but there's like hardly anybody that lives there, right? It's a small town. And then you would call in.
Yes.
The week of, I had to call in a couple of weeks. You had to call in and see if you needed to come in. Mm-hmm. Every single week they told me, nah, we good.
Oh. They told me I didn't need to come in. You did do that.
I did do that. That's as far as I got. But I also guess I totally messed up because I didn't know you weren't supposed to do it when you were in college.
No, you can not if bad. You want, but it's also a way, like, if you have classes and you're
too
busy.
Well, then I'm in college now.
Well, no, I just am like, oh, my God, tell me all about it. Like, what does it mean? What do you have to do? And he was like, oh, it's a lot.
I don't know how much details I can tell you, but I can tell you my dad was on a good case one time.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what you're allowed to say.
I don't know either, because I was
didn't tell me anything.
I was prying last night, and he didn't tell me anything. He's like, it's a lot of sitting and listening and
waiting. Is it for murder?
He didn't tell me anything. I don't know.
I don't think he can tell you until the case is over, to
probably
be quite
not,
honest with
but
you.
I'm like,
but we all break the rules.
Come on, man. Just give me some juice. I'm so jealous. I feel like it's something. I mean, can I run for jury duty? Like, please pick me.
What? Like a political campaign?
I don't know.
Taylor running for jury duty?
I don't know. I'm like, would I rather go to work for a week or would I rather go
see
what's up with jury duty? I'm so down.
Are you in Johnson County, technically? Or are you still living in North Liberty? Do you even know what county you are?
Like, where I... Is it based on where I live?
I thought so.
Then, yeah, I'm Johnson County.
Okay, well, I don't know who's in charge over there, but can you please pick Taylor's name out of the hat for the love of God so she stops complaining about it?
I'll show up, and you're probably going to tell me to stop being so excited. I'll be
too... They might not even want you.
Too enthusiastic.
You know what I've been doing today? During work, I have been mostly working on, like, behind-the-scenes stuff for our website and app. I'm trying new things, trying to learn it, trying to add new features, all that fun jazz. And you know what? It's a lot of work. Part of me, though, slight, just a little bit, kind of likes it. And I'm like, you know what? My sister, Caitlin, she's very smart. She's the smartest one of all of us in the family. She went into computer science.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she could build an app. She could build a website. She knows coding. Now, I'm not doing anything like that, but, I'm building things. And I'm like, maybe I should have went in for computer science. Like, maybe that's what... maybe I'm in the wrong career.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, you're not.
Why do you say that?
Because the amount of yelling I have heard you do, I don't know that you have the... patience.
That's a good way to put it.
Not that I do either, because especially when you get down to like coding and stuff, no thank you. I don't like it. I don't like doing things that I don't understand.
Yeah,
and I think you're the same way based on the I can't remember where I found this.
I still can't find something that I did yesterday.
I just am not. I think you like the pretty colors.
I do.
And picking out
pictures,
fun cutesy things.
I do like that.
But everything else is probably a no thank you.
That's why I did shut my office door today, because I knew there were going to be words that y'all haven't heard before come out of my mouth.
Well, and you know what? I don't think it's the end of it either, because I just heard one not even 3 minutes ago.
Like before 9 a.m. this morning, I got a text message from my aunt, and she was kind of threatening my boyfriend, Amber Man.
I mean, family drama. You don't want that. You want your family to like your partner.
Now, this this harassing I'll actually take.
Oh.
I support
well,
this
you should
harassing.
Have mentioned that. I don't She's know like, who's, I was going on whose side am I on?
She's like, I was going on a rant, you know? I was about to punch somebody.
I'm trying to stand up for him.
She said, I'd like to bring it to your attention, to bring it to dude's attention, a.k.a. neighbor man.
Mm-hmm.
That if the ring was a baby, because he's had a ring, right? Just hasn't done anything with it. If it was a baby, it'd be rolling over by now.
Mm.
Like, that's how long we've been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that right away, which means
it's been a
around.
While.
It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Was he in this text or she just
no.
sent it to you?
You know what? She should have put him on it.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like,
that would have been iconic.
A group chat situation. I wonder, has she reached out? Did she say something to him separately?
I don't know that she has his number, to be
quite
honest.
Oh, I was going to say, like, maybe
she
said something.
I don't know if they're Facebook friends.
Maybe she said something to him that was like,
"You better,
dude,
you know.
When are you doing it?" And then to you, it's like a little more funny, lighthearted, ha-ha, but also like, what's going on?
Well, I feel bad for the dude because, I mean, you and me saying it something
constantly. Oh, my God, constantly.
Every single day, I'm like, when are you going to do it? When I do it. That's what he always says to me. And now you've got my aunt. At some point, you're going to have my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have my friends.
Did you show him this since he's not in it?
Yes, of course I did.
And what was the reaction?
Well, the problem is I probably picked the wrong place the wrong time. I'm going to hit him again with it. He literally rolls out of bed, doesn't even have his eyes open.
Just got to pop him in quick.
And he's going to the bathroom when I bring it to his attention. He's literally going by.
Okay. I now understand why he's waiting.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We're kind of in our bracket era.
Yes, we are.
So we're
Dancing
talking
with
about
the Stars.
Yep, we want to do
Bachelorette.
Yep. Shall we add another one?
Oh, God.
How about Fat Bear Week?
What?
Fat Bear Week.
Is it what I think it is?
Fat bears in Alaska. Is that what you were thinking?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but what are they doing?
So,
what are fat bears doing?
It's Fat Bear Week. Well,
is this
not yet.
A thing that I don't know about? Yeah! Like Shark Week? Don't tell me everybody knew about this.
I didn't know about it until I was scrolling on TikTok last night, and I was just bombarded with these big boys and big girls.
Oh, my
okay?
God. It looks like Fat Mochi.
Yes.
No, I'm
exactly.
being serious.
I'm talking serious. Like, bears are big. These are large bears, okay?
What are we doing with them?
So, Fat Bear Week, apparently this is not new. It's been around, like, 10-plus years. It is March Madness-style bracket competition where there can only be one Fat Bear Week champion crowned.
Okay.
So this year it is September 23rd through the 30th. You have time to fill out your brackets, everybody. Don't you worry. Although they haven't announced the contestants yet. And then a couple days before, September 18th through the 19th, they do a junior competition, Fat Bear Junior, for the cubs and stuff.
Okay.
That's really cute. But it's
what,
all.
Are they fighting? What are we doing with the bears?
No. It's all to celebrate the health and well-being of the bears in Alaska, because they have some of the health. They're really important to their ecosystem and such.
Uh-huh.
So they like to celebrate it up there in Alaska every year and to educate the importance of preserving the bear community and such. So if you want to participate, you can watch the bears on live stream on the internet.
And what are we watching?
Then you can
like, what
vote.
Are they doing?
Well, they're just living their bear life. They're eating the salmon. They're like, okay. I don't know, hanging around.
Okay. I didn't know if they were doing something cool.
No. They're wild bears. They just are doing what bears do. But if you want to get on the live stream and get a little feel for each contestant, you can do that. Then it's bracket style, so every matchup, you can vote for whichever bear you think best exemplifies fatness.
I knew it.
And success in brown bears. They're saying choose.
I'm qualified for this.
Choose the bear that you think would have a better chance of surviving and being healthy through the winter.
I love me some spring rolls. I'm so qualified for this.
I'm telling you, this is like all
Ring
I've
on
asked
the fat
for.
Bears.
And they're cute. They're kind of scary, but they are cute.
I'm down.
So do we add this to our list
of
brackets?
We do.
Okay.
I'm being serious. I'm putting $10 down. We're going to add money to it, too. No, we add lunch to it because it's obvious.
Because it's Fat Bear Week. We got to celebrate accordingly.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We thought we had a brilliant idea, all thanks to TikTok. It's a trade for our boyfriends.
Yeah, if you're going to spend, I don't know, an entire work day watching football or video gaming, at some point there needs to be a trade. If you're going to spend 7+ hours staring at a screen, I get an hour at TJ Maxx, or I get $10 an hour, or whatever it is, this trade, it just feels fair.
And my trade that I came up with for my boyfriend, neighbor, my man, was, okay, for every 7 hours that you play video games, you then have to take me to TJ Maxx or Home Goods, and you have to spend $70 on whatever I ask. And he was like, 7 hours, that's $10 an hour. You got a deal. It was that stupid simple. I even told you that. I even said, this guy's kind of dumb. Love him.
Like, the way
that was a dumb deal to take.
Yeah, the way you make it sound, he definitely does 7 hours in a week.
Oh, 100. Of gaming. Girl, he does 7 hours at night. What
That's
are we talking
expensive.
About?
Expensive. 70 bucks a week is expensive.
So then he comes home last night and he goes, trades off. I go, oh, no, it's not. You already said a deal's a deal. You can't takey backy. He's like, well, fine. Then I'm only going to do it one time. I said, no, that's not what we negotiated. So where's this coming from? He goes, well, I talked to my coworker, who's a female, and she said this is a horrible idea. First off, girl to girl, you're supposed to have my back. What is wrong with you? Why would you tell my man this was a horrible idea? Have my back. I would tell any of our male coworkers if they had the same thing. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's a good idea. She didn't have my back. So now I got my eyes on her.
Right.
So then finally, one thing led to another. And now there's rules and conditions on this trade. The rules and conditions that apply are, the 7 hours can only count if I'm bored out of my mind.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, if he wants to play tonight, but I already had planned, like, we're going to watch Dancing with the Stars next week when it comes out, okay? Let's say Dancing with the Stars was on tonight. If I was already planning on watching that, the 2 hours he plays tonight does not count against him.
Because you're not suffering.
Because I'm not suffering. If I was already planning on cross-stitching tonight, does not count against him. It only counts against him, like you said, when he's suffering. And that's the new rules.
I hate it.
Why?
Because
I'm at least taking 70. I'll take 70 where I can get it.
I mean,
shopping spree.
Exactly the argument that my boyfriend Curly presented to me Monday, because I said, okay, my perspective was, I sat here and I supported you through this Vikings game. I normally they watch in the basement on like Sunday. That's where they spend their entire day. But yeah. I sat with you for the entire thing. He goes, well, you were coloring on your iPad the whole time.
No,
I don't care. I would have much rather had, I don't know, some sort of murder documentary on in the background, but I chose to support you.
See, I don't want it thrown in my face like that. Because the only reason I was cross-stitching was because
You want me to be miserable. I'll be miserable.
I'm miserable now. Look at that. 7 hours is already counted for the day.
I like how your mind works. TikTok always has me thinking about how our relationships could be better. And I saw this girl post a picture of herself with the caption on screen that says, boyfriend made me go stand in the grass because I was grumpy and I needed to ground myself. And she has pajamas on. She has a towel in her hair and she's looking very, very upset to be there. And then I'm like looking at the comments like, okay, if I was really, really upset, I had a bad day, I had a long day, whatever. And my boyfriend Curly said, why don't you go stand in the grass to ground yourself? I think I'm on the side of, that would make things worse for me.
Don't treat me like a toddler.
Oh.
Don't
like the eyes that I just got from you.
Don't treat me like my parents would. Now, my parents never did that, okay? But don't treat me like parents would treat you, right? Don't do that. You're my partner. You're my partner in crime. You're supposed to support me.
Oh.
I'm taking this way too personal, clearly.
Very much so.
He knows better that when I say I'm grumpy, the first thing he always asks me, where are we getting your chocolate? I'm like,
oh, wow.
Dang right, I've trained you right. Or if I tell him I'm grumpy on the phone, He has already come home with chocolate. I have trained this man.
Okay, well, I understand going from chocolate to standing barefoot in the grass probably would be quite the fall.
What he needs to do, level it up a little bit. I'm not complaining, though, okay?
Oh, no.
I'll always take Chick-fil-A. Just saying. Doesn't matter if I've already ate three meals before. That's what I need.
Unless it's Sunday. No bad days allowed on Sunday.
Then we gotta rob the place.
Oh, God.
We didn't hear the news yesterday. Those girls in the afternoon are doing our first ever catwalk on Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock.
And you are invited to this catwalk. We want to get as many as of our besties together along with your cats. If you have one, if you don't, that doesn't mean you're excluded. You can absolutely join us. We all want to meet in one place and take our cats for a walk.
Yeah, whether that is stroller, carrier, backpack, leash, you name it, however you can securely get your cat there. They don't, you know, run away or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go for a walk around McGrath Amphitheater. They've got this cool little loop. If you hit it four times, it's a mile. If you want to hit it once, because cats are cats.
Right.
We get it.
We get it.
As long as you come and hang out with us. Here's the thing. I know what you're thinking. Ugh, that's cool and dandy, but like, I don't have a cat. Or I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a cat by then. Don't worry. You don't have to have one.
No, you can join us. It's a chance for us to all get together and do something a little strange, mm-hmm. but have fun doing it, getting ourselves moving like we've been doing with those girls. Sweat Squad, our private Facebook group. So we would love for you to join us because, honestly, I just am, like, so excited at how weird this is going to be.
100%. If you want to get more details or if you want to, like, you're like, hey, I'm driving or you're a little preoccupied right now and you're like, I might forget this information, pop on over to Facebook. If you head to ours, Z102.9, you're going to see the event that we have created so that you have all the details you need for Those Girls Catwalk. Otherwise, if you just search Those Girls Catwalk, I'm sure you'll find it. You can also check in and let us know that you're going to be coming.
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to see and hear from you. Maybe get a little picture of your cat planning on bringing.
Can we see them now, before? Don't ask questions that I want to see.
Yeah, we'll chit-chat in the event. You can show off your cat and let us know that you're coming to the first ever Those Girls Catwalk Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I'm learning so many things about cats because I'm researching about them before our first ever Those Girls in the Afternoon catwalk.
Oh, yeah. Sunday, September 28th, you can join us, Those Girls in the Afternoon, at McGrath the Amphitheater, 1 o'clock. We are going to bring our cats. You can bring your cat in a stroller or a backpack or on a leash, or if you don't even have a cat but you just want to come because it sounds like fun, it's going to be okay. We're going to walk a lap or however many laps you want around the nice path at McGrath Amphitheater, and then you can say you participated in the catwalk.
And you'll never see something like this ever again. It's only something that Those Girls in the Afternoon want to do.
And we're really excited about it.
That's why we really want you to join us. So kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. This is going to be fun. No cheating, right? This is all fun and games.
Always.
You're not winning anything, so what's the point of cheating? Question tonight. Cats have the same number of brain cells in their cerebral cortex as what animal? I mean, they're small, so they got a lot.
But they are smart.
Or do they not? Okay, well, not my...
Hey, speak for yourself. My cats are geniuses.
Are they really?
Well, depends on the day.
See, that's where
that's
I'm like.
That's the thing about cats.
It depends on the day. Do they want to use that noggin or not?
Mm-hmm. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
There are some days that I think Fat Mochi could, in fact, kill me and bury the body and no one would ever find me. Mm-hmm. And then there's other days that I'm like, do you even know where your paw is? Do you?
Yes.
It's right in front of you, buddy.
No, yes, yeah, same.
Same. Cats have the same number of brain cells in their cerebral cortex as what animal?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical.
Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
This show has been, well, brought to you by cats, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, you've been knowing that we are crazy cat moms.
Mm-hmm.
We like to walk our cats in strollers, which inspired the first ever Those Girls Cat Walk, where you can join us on Sunday, September 28th, with your own cat at McGrath Amphitheater for a walk. Or if you don't have a cat and you just want to join for vibes, we invite that as well.
Coming up Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock at the McGrath Amphitheater. If you want more details or if you want to start sharing it to your friends, mm-hmm. pop on over to our Z102.9 Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll definitely heavy on share with your friends.
Oh, yeah, you can always hit the, like, send to your friends.
We want all the besties that. There. I mean, the more cats, the crazier this is going to be, and we are down for crazy, okay?
Imagine what the news will say about all of us.
That's my goal. I want people from my high school to be like, oh, that's what she's up to. You know?
Oh my God. Like, look at Taylor now. Like, it's been, you know.
Like, oh, wow. She really, like.
It's almost 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's gone downhill, you know?
She is like.
She's doing catwalks. Like, clearly she's got no friends.
But they're also going to be like, wow, I'm actually a little jealous. You know, like, I want them to be confused about where I'm at in life.
Let's have your hometown talk about you. Join
let's
us.
Do it.
You know, so that you can post about it on Facebook. Everybody will be talking about you. You know, they're jealous. We love that.
They wish they were part of it.
Well, because we're doing a catwalk, it kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. Cats have the same number of brain cells in their cerebral cortex as what animal?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. So far, though, Michael said an elephant because both are very smart and they have great memory. I can see that.
Aren't they the ones that, wasn't it, I forget which tsunami it was. There was like a tsunami coming and the elephants like could tell and they.
Oh, maybe.
There were people like riding the elephants and they like took them to higher ground to protect them.
What?
Okay, did I read that or is that a true
story? I mean, I'm pretty sure elephants are like brilliant. Cats are very smart too. I don't know about.
Hold up. Why do we not have elephants trying to like solve all of our problems? Like why are they not creating, you know, treatments for cancers? Hello? Elephants.
When's the last time you ran into an elephant?
Well, never.
Okay. My point.
Lisa said a baby human. I thought the question was about what animal.
Oh my God. You know what? I didn't even realize that. Some baby humans could be classified as animals, I will say. That's funny. Good one, Lisa.
I like that.
I bet if you have kids, Lisa, they're probably like, really?
No, but there's moms out there that are like, yeah, you know what?
They're wild.
Lisa's right. My kid's an animal.
Feral, truly. 9201 said a snake.
Are they smart? Are they dumb? I don't know.
I feel like snakes are smart because they're like predators. They kind of have to be, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't want to get near one to find out.
Hi there, little guy. Are you smart?
No,
And he's like,
if you just said that, I'll believe it because I'll stay away. Easily.
I dare you to go to a snake and ask him if he's smart.
No. I'd rather not. I believe him. From a distance.
Cats have the same number of brain cells in the cerebral cortex as what animal? And we're talking animals, not baby humans.
Well, you know, mammals. Same thing. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in about 2 minutes.
I'm still saying. At what point are we going to start letting elephants just, like, do things?
Well, I'm sure they do.
At this point,
out in the wild.
Elephant's smarter than me. I'm stupid.
Well, yeah.
I mean, at this point, a snake's smarter than me.
I don't want to pitch you up against the animals, but I don't know. I'm not going to confirm or deny anything.
Or we're going to have an are you smarter than a snake?
Yes. Okay, how do we make that happen? I need to find a snake.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Check it out on our Z102.9 Facebook page. We got the details, the things you need to know for those girls' first ever catwalk.
We're so excited. It's coming up on Sunday, September 28th. If you have a cat, bring it along. If you don't have a cat, come on out.
We officially have somebody coming.
I saw that.
Leslie's coming.
Leslie said that Leslie is down.
I know. That's one. We've officially
have one.
Is there anybody else?
Oh, and then me and you.
Anybody else?
Hey.
Just let us know. You could let us know on the text line if you're coming. It's Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock at the McGrath Amphitheater.
Yes,
ma'am.
There's
us and there's cats. And if you don't like us, hopefully you'll like cats.
You can pick one. That's okay. I'm not offended. I like cats better than me, too.
Somebody walked up to us and they're like, yeah, I don't like you. I was only here for the cats.
I would appreciate the honesty, actually.
I'll make sure to go to the bathroom and cry later, but it's
yeah, you can do that. I give you permission.
Yeah, but let us know on the text line, 319-200-1029 if you're coming. But tonight's trivia question was inspired by our first ever catwalk coming up Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater. Cats have the same number of brain cells in their cerebral cortex as what animal? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
They have enough brain cells and their cerebral cortex as brown bears.
Interesting.
Which is crazy when you think about that because cats are so small.
Mm-hmm.
Excluding Fat Mochi and that.
Right.
But they're so small. How do they got the same amount of brain cells as brown bears? And then we always say to run from bears, what are we doing about cats?
Well, yeah, you actually have a point right there. Uh-huh. I have been on brown bear TikTok.
Why are you on?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. What?
I think because I watched and interacted with one silly cute video of like baby brown bears being adorable. And now that you say all this, they do give cat energy. Like they're kind of clumsy, but also like weirdly athletic.
So we give him some catnip and see what, oh my God.
Can you imagine?
If we gave a bear some catnip, we're going to report back.
Not me. I'm not trying to literally die.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.